Yeah, most likely. We've got one or two options, but Matt seems the most obvious one to deputise, and AD White will stay at left back.
And how happy were you with Saturday?
Delighted with the result and the 3 points and the clean sheet, with it being the first one on the road this season in the league. Vitally important. I think we can play better, certainly in the first half. We're a little bit too negative, sat back. They didn't cause us too many problems, so I suppose in some ways you're happy to get in at 0-0. But I still want us to be a little bit more positive like we were second half.
Is it more important not to lose games at the moment for you, considering your predicament? You know where I'm coming from with that, don't you?
Definitely, without being negative. That should be the bottom line. We said to the players, you know, we start with a 0-0. That's what we hang on to it as long as we can. And then you get a break, you're late on in games sometimes, and you'll end up nicking the 3 points. You know, we're trying to learn the lessons from the game the week before against Gillingham, where we gave them two goals early in each half. And how difficult that makes it then to get a positive result.
Is a performance like that character building?
It can be. It's funny because Doyle's just said that this morning. You know, I said it was good Saturday, and he said, "Yeah." He said, "You know, a bit of character and a bit of spirit and everything." I think you need that on the road, and we're certainly going to need it the position that we're in the league.
And you're going to have to scrap, aren't you? Fact of the matter is, you're going to have to scrap for results.
And I think generally the supporters will appreciate that, but we're going to have to scrap at home as well as away from home. You know, it shouldn't be the one where we go away and, yeah, right, we dig in, 0-0, can we get a 1-0? Oh, and at home we're going to play free-flowing football, you know. The result is all important at the moment.
So if fans turn up against Walsall expecting a free-flowing performance, would you ask them just to temper that?
I hope it is, but we'll see what the game dictates at the time. You know, Walsall are a good side, so there's going to be spells in the game where we have to defend. But it's important that we don't lose the game.
Because you went with Lyle Taylor, again, got in good positions, but maybe a question mark over decision-making at times?
Yeah, he's been good in training. You know, his attitude's been great in the last week or two, so we thought we'll give him a run. And then just unfortunately Saturday, he said he felt a bit rough. And sometimes that happens as a footballer, you know, you prepare and then for some reason you're just not quite right on a Saturday afternoon. But he did get in some good positions, you know, the one-way shot. Could have made a better decision on that. But he'll be there or thereabouts for us.
It would appear to me, and tell me if I'm wrong, that you're kind of looking at three strikers for the two positions at the moment, because Marlon doesn't seem to be featuring that much. Have I read that wrong?
No, he's not been featuring, but he's still there and he's in the 18 every week. You know, we've got Jose as well. What's tended to happen in the games is we brought Jose on for a different option.
Right.
So it's just meant that we haven't been able to get Marlon on of late.
And Jose Baxter, how difficult is it to incorporate him within this team, because obviously his best position is in behind the striker, and you clearly want to go with two out-and-out strikers.
If we can, that's what we like, and that's how we like to play. But there'll be a place for Jose, whether it be in midfield, and occasionally to come on as that second striker dropping off. In an ideal world, I suppose he'd like to play sort of behind two strikers as a free role, but the position that we're in at the moment, we can't afford too many free roles.
So long term, might that be the plan for you?
Yeah, it depends on other teammates around him, but he's done well. You know, we're impressed with how hard he worked when he came on Saturday. You know, I think he was 0-0 when he came on, so you know, when he's been on the pitch, we've got the goal, and then the main priority then is looking after it. And as a striker, you want to try and limit the number of balls coming forward, and I thought he worked very hard in that department.
Connor Cody, what's been your assessment of him? I think he's here till, is he here till January? And have you even broached that with him yet?
No, we haven't, no. We're just looking at him for the next 6 weeks. It's been a bit unfortunate because he hasn't really played too much in his central position that he prefers, but he's sort of narrow as on the right side of four on Saturday. So, but he's a young player, still gaining experience even at this level. So he'll get a little run now in the team, we hope, and see how he does.
And is this Brandy's last game of his suspension?
It is, yeah.
I've done my maths right.
Yeah, it is, yeah. He's available for Saturday, yeah.
Yeah. And what about transfers? I mean, I know we had you in for a phone-in last week and you said you probably got to get players out, but is there any chance at all that you could do something incoming before Thursday?
Yeah, we're going to see how tomorrow night goes, and then it gives us, 48 hours to get sorted from there. There's some names on a list, but ideally we'd like to get one or two out first.
Right. Can you tell us anything about where you're looking to strengthen? Centre-half, I would assume. Something you touched on last week, anyway.
Yeah, certainly good cover we could do within that department. Matt Hill provides it. As long as AD White's here and Simon Lapping, we've got cover at left-back, and then Matt can go in at centre-half. So it's not too pressing at this time, and especially once Harry gets his suspension out of the way.
Mm. Marcus Williams, any truth in rumours that you might be looking to cancel that contract?
I think there's a possibility of that come January. You know, ideally we could, you know, hopefully we can get him out on loan in the meantime, and then look at it from there.
And is there a chance of that and others going out as we sit here now?
Yeah, we're trying, because we've got three or four lads like Marcus and Daryl Westlake just outside the squad at the moment who could do with playing football. Mm.
And to get that monkey off the back at the weekend, that away win in the league, what does that do for a squad? Does it make a big difference?
I hope so. It's a little bit too early to tell, but it was, a morale booster, especially after the result against Gillingham. That's the only one, really, in the last few weeks. When you look at it, the lads in the last seven games, they've won four and drawn one, which only having previously won one out of 12 or something like that.
Yeah.
I think they've responded very well in that way. We've got some points on the board through to the next round of the Cup. We've just got to build upon it.
Small steps, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. After, such a difficult start, you can't just flick a switch and it all goes right. It's going to be a tough 5 months to get through. We've said all along we think we've got enough to survive in the league. And that's the bottom line.
I watched the last game against Gillingham. It was frustrating. There's no bones about that.
Nope.
Is that still in your mind as you prepare for this? Do you use that as a lesson as you approach the Walsall game?
Yeah, because we know first half we were pleased with the way we played, apart from the goal we gave away. But second half, the way we lost our way at times and a bit too eager to go from sort of back to front, frustrated us all. But we still had situations, even in that second half, there'll be not many of them, to get that equaliser. So the same message tomorrow, we want to play, we're at home, we want to be on the front foot, but just don't give anything away.
And what about Walsall? Because they'll come and have a go, won't they?
Home and away. I think they're one of those teams that are sort of set out almost to play the same way, which is great. So, but I think Dean's had him for, two or three seasons now, probably more. And he's built up, a very good squad, good team spirit. They all know what they're doing there, and I think it's the advantage of working with a group of players for quite a long period of time.
Any lost players in the summer, yet they're still there, aren't they?
Yeah, well, I think that's the good thing, over that, when you can work for that period of time, you can build up sort of, if you're in reserve, you know where your next targets are if you lose certain players as well. And I think they've gone from being down the bottom six to challenging for the top six within a few seasons. I think they're a great example to a lot of clubs. Live beyond, within the means as well. Good manager. They're not going to get sort of 20,000 gates every week, but very well-run club, always has been.
Who have you identified as the threats in that team?
There's one or two of the wide men generally. Lalkovic, I think he's on loan from Chelsea, and Baxendale. I think they're probably as good as they are in the division and can cause problems.
And Westcar, obviously. Baxendale's the talent, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah. Westcar's got the pace up front. He needs that service, and generally it comes from those two.